可以聊聊聊聊聊聊
聊聊聊聊聊聊聊聊聊聊
聊
聊聊聊聊聊
オンナモバガバテイバスデバヤ
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 Sutta Uvacha
Sutta Uvacha
Yam
Yam
Pravrajantam
Pravrajantam
Anupetam
Anupetam
Apetakirtyam
Apetakirtyam
Vaipayano
Vaipayano
Viraha
Viraha
Katara
Katara
Ajihava
Ajihava
Putreti
Putreti
TanmayataYaSuta Uvacha
Suta Uvacha
Yam Pravrajantam Anupetam Apetya Kritam Dvaipayano Virahakatara Ajuhava Putreti Tanmayataya Taravo Bhinedus Tam Sarvabhuta Hridayam MunimanatosmiSuta Uvacha Yam Pravrajantam Anupetam Apetya Kritam Dvaipayano Virahakatara Ajuhava Putreti Tanmayataya Taravobhinedus Tam Sarvabhuta Hridayam Munimanatosmi Sutaha
Sutaha
Suta Goswami
Suta Goswami
Uvacha
Uvacha
SaidYam,
Yam,
Hum,
Hum,
Pravrajantam,
Pravrajantam,
while going away for the renounced order of life,
while going away for the renounced order of life,
Anupetam,
Anupetam,
without being reformed by the sacred thread,
without being reformed by the sacred thread,
Apeta,
Apeta,
not undergoing ceremonies,
Kritam,
Kritam, prescribed duties,
Dvaipayanaha,
Dvaipayanaha, Vyasadeva,
Viraha,
separation,
Kataraha,
being afraid of,
Ajahava,
exclaimed, Putra iti,
Putra iti,
O my son.
Tanmayataya,
being absorbed in that way. Taravaha,
all the trees.
Abhinedu,
responded.
Tam,
unto him.
Sarva,
all.
Bhuta,
living entities.
Hridayam,
heart.
Munim,
the sage,
Anata Asmi,
offer obeisances.
Translation. Srila Suta Goswami said, Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that great sage, Shukadeva Goswami, who can enter into the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyas, leaving aside home without undergoing the sacred thread ceremony,His father, Vyasadeva, cried out to him, O my son, indeed, only the trees echoed in response to the bereaved father.
Yam Pravajantam. Pravajantam means to leave home in the renounced order of life. That is called Pravajantam.Therefore, a sannyasi is called Paribrajagasar. sannyasi is supposed to be wandering without any shelter. That is called prabhujya. So Sukadeva Goswami, he remained 16 years within the home of his mother. He did not come out. He was hearing his father within the home. So this is called Paramahamsa. So Paramahamsa does not require any reformatory process, because they are already reformed. Jam prabhajantam anupita. Anu, ana means without, upeta. Upeta means taking center of guru or being offered the sacred thread. Upanayam. The sacred thread ceremony is called Upanayam. That means he did not go undergo the regulative principles, because he was within the home, without any sanskar, he was going immediately, getting birth. Dvipana virahakat. The father certainly was expecting the son to remain at home. Every father expects, but he, Sukadeva Goswami, immediately after his birth, he began to work. He was simply just waiting, when I shall be fit to immediately go out of home, I shall take my birth. The father became very much afflicted on account of separation of the son. Therefore, Dvipayana means Vyasadeva, Virahakata, and becomes very much aggrieved that this son was 16 years within the womb, and as soon as he is born, he is going out. Virahakata, as you have, my dear son, where you are going? Where you are going? So he did not care for anyone's calling. He went on. Putreti, my dear son, tanmayataya, being absorbed in the thought of putra. Tarabo abhinedu tam. There was what is called echo from the trees. Just like he was asking, my dear son, where you are going, where you are going. And there was echo in the forest. Where you are going, where you are going. The Tarava of Nidu. So these are all adjectives of the Sukadeva Goswami. But Tang, that person who was just followed by his father, and he did not reply by the tree's reply, by echoing. So I am offering. Sukadeva Goswami was the spiritual master of Suta Goswami. Therefore, before speaking anything, this is the etiquette that one should offer his obeisances to the spiritual master. The institution of Varna and Ashrama prescribes many regulative duties to be observed by the father. There are dasavidha sanskar, reformatory. How it is scientific just to bring the born child to the standard of civilization. The cats and dogs, they also beget children on the street. If human being also does like that, like cats and dogs, then how they can expect very intelligent children, advanced children? Therefore, there is method how to beget children. So, before begetting children, there is ceremony, garbhadhan sanskar. How to impregnate the wife, garbhadhan. It is not sex enjoyment. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find this word, dharma avruddhya kama aham asmi. What is that Bhagavad Gita? Find out, dharma avruddhya kama asmi.
Yeah, it's in the 7th chapter, verse 14.
No, I didn't consult the index. Dharma avruddha kamasmi.
Dharma?
Dharma avruddha.
Dharma avruddha, avruddhation?
No, kamasmi. But there is 7th chapter?
Yes, 7th chapter.
In which Krishna says, sex life, which is not against the principles of dharma or the varnasrama principle, that is I. Sex life also is Krishna. Have you got it?
Yes.
Read it.
Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam dharma varudho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabha.
Dharma varudha?
Dharma varudho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabha.
Really?
I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of Bharatas.
Yes. This sex life, garbhadhan sanskar, this is called garbhadhan sanskar, to beget first-class children, that kind of sex life, Krishna says, I am their sex life. This is sanskar. So formally, at least those who are on the higher status of the society, namely the Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishyas, they had to observe this garbhadhan sanskar. It is not a secret thing, because one is going to beget child, the child must be worth a human being. Therefore, there is some, first of all, the garbhadhan sanskar. Then, when the wife is pregnant, there are other sanskaras. Then, upanayan sanskar, vivaha sanskar, up to the point of death. From before birth and up to the point of death, there are sanskar. Asamaskrita kriyahina mlecha. Rajanya Rupina, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Asanskrita, the present government men, they did not go any sanskar. Formerly, the kings, they, the higher caste, never mind he is king or not, but higher caste. Therefore, they claimed, not claimed, actually they were. The Brahmana and the Kshatriyas especially, and also the Vaishyas, they went the sanskara, reformatory. Just like, sanskara means educational process to elevate one. It's like we sent to school, college, for elevating a child to the higher standard of life, knowledge. Similarly, these sanskaras are also like that. The one must undergo the sanskaras, the reformatory method, and act in life. If I have taken the sanskara of brahmana, if I have accepted the sacred thread, then I must act as a brahmana. It is very practical. It's like if you have passed your examination as an engineer, then you must act as an engineer. Not that simply you have got the qualification of engineer and now you are engaged in the business of a shopkeeper. No. You must act as engineer. That is qualification. Similarly, Chaturvarna Maya system, guna karma vibhava, Krishna says. That this division, the social division, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, is made by me according to quality and work. Not that simply work or simply work. You must have the quality and work, both. But you must be bona fide candidate to work for something. If you want to work as a Brahmin, then you must have all, you must possess all the bona fide qualities of a Brahmin. If you want to act as a Kshatriya, then you must have all the Kshatriya qualities and act. The Kshatriya means there especially the Yuddhis of Palayanam. A Kshatriya is never afraid of fight. Neither if somebody challenges, I would fight with you, I want to fight with you. The Kshatriya will never deny. If somebody comes forward to a Kshatriya that I want to play chess or gamble, gambling was allowed to the Kshatriyas. It's by gambling all the Pandavas, they lost everything. The Kauravas, his brother, they made a trick to challenge because the Kshatriya cannot deny that we want to play games with you and betting. So they betted their kingdom, their wife, and their everything, then they were banished. There was a trick to make them humiliated in every respect. So Kshatriya, because a Kshatriya cannot refuse if any opposing party comes to a Kshatriya that I want to fight with you, a Kshatriya cannot deny. And this fighting would go up to the death till it is decided. One must die. Just like Jarasandha. Jarasandha and Krishna and Arjuna and Bhima. There was many times fight with Jarasandha and Krishna. But he brought many, many unlimited number of soldiers and they were killed. So this time Krishna wanted to kill only Jarasandha, not so many innocent soldiers. Therefore Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima went to Jarasandha. And they went in the dress of Brahmana. So Jarasandha was very charitable to the Brahmanas. So when they asked Brahmana, they wanted something. Yes, what you want? Then they said that we want to fight with you. Jarasandha could understand they are in disguise, they are Kshatriyas. So Jarasandha said, yes, accept it. Then who will fight with me? You are three. Then they challenge also, anyone you can accept. So Jarasandha said that Krishna He fled away. Krishna is unsure. Sometimes he did that. The purpose was to save the innocent soldiers, and he would take another chance to kill Jarasandha. But he thought that he played out. Anyway, so he said that Krishna is afraid of me, I cannot fight with him. I reject him. And Arjuna is younger than me, so I cannot fight with him. He is younger, inferior to me. But I can accept Bhima to fight with him. So there was fight with Bhima and Jarasandha. This is Kshatriya speech. He could not deny. They were guests, these three men, namely Krishna, Arjuna, they were guests. So they would fight the whole day. Or, say, in the morning, after taking their breakfast, they'd begin fighting. And the fighting will go on. And at night, their guest. They received very well. They dine together, talk together, friendly, you see. This is Kshatriya spirit. And in this way, for 27 or 28 days, the fighting was going on. Later on, Jarasandha was killed by the hint of Krishna. This is Kshatriya spirit. Similarly, Brahmana spirit, guna karma vibhaga. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he did not undergo any of these principles because he was Paramahansa, above all these things. Therefore, anupita. The institution of Varnashrama prescribes many regulative duties. Dasavidha Sanskar, 10 kinds of reformatory methods, but he did not undergo. Such duties enjoy that a candidate willing to study the Vedas must approach a bona fide spiritual master. If anyone wants to become a Brahmana, it is not that the Brahmana's son would automatically become Brahmana. No. Anyone could become Brahmana. Just like Javal Upanishad, Sattvakam Javal. This Sattvakam was the son of a prostitute. He was not a Brahmin son. So he wanted to become Brahmin. He went to Gautam Muni. Sir, please initiate me. I want to become a Brahmin. Sudras are not initiated. And the formal lay, Sudras are not. Therefore, Gautam Muni inquired that what you are. Because I do not initiate who is not born of a Brahmin path. So he said, I do not know. Well, go to your mother, ask whose son you are. The mother said, I do not. So he came and he said that, sir, my mother does not know whose son I am. So Gautam Muni accepted him as disciple because he was truthful. He saw that he has got the Brahminical qualification, truthful. Everyone is not willing that to admit that he is the son of a prostitute. No. But he admitted, yes, my mother does not know by whom I was begotten. So this is qualification. So in the Kali Yuga, especially, there is no Vedic system of reformatory process. It is the Pancharatriki Vidhi that anyone has got a little qualification for becoming Brahmin, he is accepted by the spiritual master and is trained up, is initiated just to make him a complete Brahmin. So, the sacred thread is the sign of those who are competent to study the Vedas from Acharya or the bona fide spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master is called Acharya, or the Acharya can become a bona fide spiritual master. Acharya means who knows the purport of this shastra and he behaves himself according to the shastric regulative principles and teaches his disciple in that way, he is called Acharya. Acharya means whose behavior, whose activities should be followed, that is called Acharya. Generally, man is born as ordinary being and by the purificatory process, he is born for the second time. That is called Dija. Even a man is born, he is not accepted as human being. Because unless the purificatory process is there, he cannot be accepted as human being. Therefore, unless in any society the varnasram dharma is not there, they are not human beings. They are called animals or mlechas, javanas. Civilized society means he must know, he must undergo all the regulate principles. But at the present moment, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, all samaskrita without any reformatory. All these posts, government posts, are occupied by person, all samaskrita kriyahina mlecha rajanna rupina. So what will be their business? They do not know. What is the responsibility of government? They do not know. Therefore, the whole world is in chaos. They are neither themselves perfect gentlemen or perfect Brahman or Kshatriya, they are also like animals, Shudras. How they can rule over nicely? But formally, that was not. The Brahmana and the Kshatriya especially, they must undergo the reformatory method. Okay? So generally a man is born as an ordinary being. And by the purificatory processes, he is born for the second time. This is called Dija, second time, by the spiritual mind. When he sees a new light and seeks direction for spiritual progress, he approaches spiritual master to instruct him in the Veda. This is our process. In the beginning, we do not ask anybody to become initiated or a Brahmin. No. We simply invite a person to join the chant. This is our process. We should strictly follow this process. In the beginning, we should not ask that you have to do this, you have to. You cannot do that. That is not possible. But everyone should be given chance, because in the Kali Yuga there is no reformatory system. Everyone is born Shudra and less than that, Chandala. So they should not be neglected also. Not that because all people have fallen, they are less than Shudras and Chandalas, so neglect them, let me chant Hare Krishna. No, this is not. The duty of Vaishnava is to reclaim these fallen souls. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Māṅhi pārtha vipāśrityā jīpīṣu pāpa-jūna. Find out this verse. Māṅhi pārtha vipāśrityā jīpīṣu pāpa-jūna. Sriyāvaśyāsathāśudhyā sthīpijānti parāṅgati. Krishna says, anyone who comes under my shelter, never mind, he is the lowest of the lowest. Low-born, the sriyavashyasasa. Formerly, even the women and the mercantile community and Shudras, they are also considered as papajuna. water. Papa Yoni means whose brain is not very developed. That is Papa Yoni. Blunt headed. What is that?
Mami parata vyapashritya jepishu papa yonaya striyo vaishyas tatapi tatashudras tepiyanti paramgatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination.
The supreme destination, back to Godhead, back to home, is for everyone. It is not that just God. God means for everyone. God does not say, only the Brahmin class of men, please come here. Others are... No. He is inviting everyone. Even the lowest of the lowest, low-born, Papajana, woman, Sudra, or Vaishyas, everyone. Now, Krishna says that everyone has got the potency of coming to me, go back to home, back to God. That is admitted by Krishna. Now, who will make them qualify to go back to home, back to God? That is Vaishnava. Those who are actually very sincere servant of Krishna. It is their duty. Krishna says that everyone is competent to come to me if he is following the rules and regulations. Vyapashritya. What is the meaning of Vyapashritya?
Particularly taking shelter.
Yes, particularly. One should be willing to go back to home, back to Godhead and take shelter, particularly. He is represented. Such person can be elevated. So it is not that, but unfortunately in India, although Bhagavad Gita is there, they neglect it. The so-called Brahmin, so-called Goswami, so-called, they neglect this process. Just like in India, the Mohammedans who claim to be partisan, Pakistan and Hindustan. There are a number of Mohammedans, they protested that India is going to be independent, but we do not wish to participate with the Hindus. We must be separate. Why? Because they have got a bad experience that the Hindus did not treat them very well. Did not even Shudra. They in South India, it was the process, so bad process. If Shudra is passing on the street, he has to cry, "I am a Shudra passing on the street, please close your door." The Brahmins would close the door so that they may not even see a Shudra, then everything will spoil. They had good grains and everything. They will close. You see. Now the result is that South India, the communist means the so-called low-class people, Shudras and Chandalas, they are now in majority. They have formed the government. They are on principle, as soon as some Brahmin comes for government service, he will reject. So the Brahmins are now hiding themselves, that is Brahmin, because he cannot get any job. This is the position. So this negligence, this is not really culture. Because they neglected, these Mohammedans who grown in India, they were not imported from Afghanistan or Turkey or any Mohammedan country. They were Indians. But they were not given any facility for spiritual culture. The Brahmins monopolized it. Although they would not do anything, they would all degraded form. But still, they will keep these Shudras and the Chandalas downtrodden and injured. So therefore, when Aurangzeb passed a law, jizya tax means all the non-Mohammedans would pay a tax. So these low-class people were so neglected, they thought it is natural that why should we pay this tax? We are not very much well treated by the Hindus. So what is the use of remain Hindu and pay the tax? So the wholesale, this neglected class of men became Mohammedan. This is the history. Otherwise, these Mohammedans did not come from the Mohammedan country. So in this way, a community was formed, Mohammedan community, gradually, and this British government took advantage of this ill feeling between Hindus and Mohammedans. And they wanted to rule over India. They fed that ill feeling. And there is a great history. They are very big politicians. In this way, at last, Jinnah, he was bribed by the British government and all the Britishers that you take as much money as you like. Just like we are also sometimes alleged that these American boys are being bribed by the American government. Who was telling that newspaper report? Yes. The American boys being supported by the American government to become Vaishnav. Just see how fool they are. And the American boys, they have given up their all American comforts and they are after me. They are eating anything I give or don't give anything, they are suffering. Then they are still bribed. Just they have no common sense. So anyway, they think like that. So sometimes the politicians do that. So in this way, later on, because the Britishers thought that India is going to be independent, that cannot be checked. They make them smaller, smaller, smaller. That is the European history. You see, formerly under Roman Empire, all the Europeans were one nation. Is it not? I think it was under Roman Empire. But when the empire dismantled, they became different. Nations, Germany, English, French. I see the same culture, the same civilization all over Europe. How they become Germans and Englishmen and this, I do not know. Anyway, this is the policy of the politicians. Because they are not giving us, our point is that Krishna says everyone should be given chance how to come back to home, how to approach Krishna. So whose duty it is? It is the duty of Krishna's servant. It's like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj says, my Lord, I do not wish to go back to home, back to Godhead alone. I want to take all of them who are godless or not devoted. I want to take them. Unless I educate them how to go back to home, back to God, I alone am not prepared to. This is Prahlad. This is Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi kipam mudhijya. Vaishnava means he for himself he has no problem. But he is very, very morose by seeing others in distressed condition without Krishna consciousness. This is Vaishnava. A Vaishnava has no problem. He can sit down anywhere and chant Hare Krishna. Everything will be supplied to him. Krishna said, yoga kimam bahama. There is no problem. But it is the Vaishnava's business to execute the will of Krishna. As Krishna says, mahi partha vipasritya jebishu papaju siyavishan tathasuddhas devijan. If everyone has got the potency to go back to home, back to Godhead, it is the duty of the Vaishnava to educate the whole world How to go back to home, back to home. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. It is not in anything.